Those who have recently driven past what was once Sarasota High School and is now slated to be the Sarasota Museum of Art at 1001 South Tamiami Trail in Sarasota may have been surprised to see an enormous organic sculpture constructed completely out of bare, untreated crepe myrtles woven together in a way that allows visitors to wander in and explore what lies inside. While the sculpture was still under construction, on Friday, January 11th, I had the opportunity to interview the sculptor, Patrick Doherty, who was outside threading branches and leading a team of volunteers in the afternoon sun. Here is a portion of that interview.
And I know you've done these sculptures all across the world, over 200 of them.
Yeah.
Is this one tailored in particular at all to the museum, or is it more independent?
No, all of them have to be. And my way of trying to work is to try to find a reciprocity with the site and that have it at some lower level, have some reverberations with the site itself. And I was thinking a little bit when I was coming here about circus and looked at a lot of circus tents and decided that ours could be a tent on the top and a kind of a fun house on the bottom. So, you know, my intentions are to kind of work these columns that you're seeing in front of me, that each of these six kind of elements have a column in the middle, and that would be our tent pole and would hold up a kind of a peak of roof that would kind of coast down over the entire structure. So from beneath, you'll have lots of walking in and out and looking through and around. And from above, you'll have the kind of advertising that circuses do. They have the more peaks, the more rings they have, you know.
Yeah.
So you can anticipate the act by looking at the structure.
Yeah, and for the ringling, I mean, that's
well, I thought
perfect.
It would just be fun, you
yeah.
know. I don't want to be slavish to an idea per se, but I am interested in the nomadic nature of circuses, in the sense that hunting and gathering people are nomadic and move for food, and it's not that much different moving for commerce. You know, you're moving your entire community
yeah.
each time to a new site, trying to garner a living and or a, you know, existence or whatever. And so I thought it would be kind of interesting to have that nomadic thing played out here. And it's a lot about my own travel and working and the way that I work to gather materials somewhere nearby and just work with what I can get
mm-hmm.
and try to build ideas about simple shelter.
And you mentioned community. It's really nice to see so many people here volunteering and working. Do you like working with volunteers?
I do. We have lots of sticks, you know, so it's easy to let people, you know, work on our these pieces. And there's a lot of pre-work that has to be done before I get down to, like, I'm starting to work on the doorways. I want to make this thing look like it swoops around. We have these really long lines, which have a lot of potential to make things look like they're really moving along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really a drawing style where you're using sticks, which are tapered lines, and ways that you might make a mark on your paper. Whereas if you hit it with one weight, finish off with another, you get a nice tapered line, and that suggests kind of momentum and excitement, or however you use them in a drawing. So using these lines as though you were making a canvas and then drawing on it is kind of my final part of it, you know.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like a whirlwind kind of.
You get
like
the little bit of natural phenomena in it, and also they kind of whip up excitement here in front of the building, and you know, have something that shows from a distance. Scale is a big issue,
mm-hmm.
you know, to try to scale something for the site, and something that seems to have a kind of deeper resonance with the site a bit. And you know, I think it would be nice. It's maybe the kids that went to school here once would have really appreciated it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they will. And this may be a little premature to ask you now, but I'm sure a lot of people have been wondering, how long do you expect the piece to stand after it's been completed?
Oh, you get one great year and one pretty good year. So at a point, you know, you want to take it down before it looks disheveled. You know, you
yeah.
want it to look good. And, you know, to this degree that people are asked, well, isn't it so sad that you would work hard and not have something last, is that most everyone does temporary work,
mm-hmm.
lawyers and doctors and students, and we all just do work. We don't reread our novels. We go make something new. And so from an artist's point of view, it's fine that something be temporary. And from the public's point of view, it is as well. Really, an artwork really uses up its sight after everybody's seen it for several years or a year. You know, the bloom is off the rose then.
Yeah.
Know, they want something new. They would
yeah.
like to have a new piece out there and see what that could do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in our lives, we like a lot of new things, transitions and movement and something new, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that 2 years will be an appropriate amount of time for a sculpture like this.
Yeah.
I mean, we're weaving a gold out of sticks, and at a point it stops being the thing, you know.
Yeah.
The illusion fails it, and then you need to kind of, you know, act in its behalf.
The Sarasota Museum of Art, which commissioned the sculpture, is also currently holding a competition called Sticks and Clicks, in which members of the public can compete for prizes of up to $1,000, plus Doherty's book, Stickwork. Entries are due by Sunday, February 3rd at 6 p.m., and can be submitted at www.sarasotamuseumofart.org. For WSLR, this is Tyler Whitson.